My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Browns are still down in West by God, getting ready to come up next week as they get ready for their first preseason game of the year. They got three of them this year. Two in Cleveland, one in Seattle. Mary Kay Cabot, she covers every single one of them games, preseason or not. She joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing very, very well. Mary Kay, how has Deshaun Watson looked throughout training camp so far?
You know, I think he's looked good. He really has looked good. I wrote the other day, the last practice that we saw, he started a little bit slow in just regular QB receiver drills and some 7-on-7s. And then as the practice went along, he got much better. He warmed up and he settled into himself, and he did really nicely in an 11-on-11 period and a 7-on-7 red zone period. So he's progressing. He's coming along well. He's thrown every day, which I've been surprised about. Today they're in full pads. We'll see how everything goes today. But so far, so good.
Mary Kay, it's not even just about Watson. I think it's about a lot of quarterbacks. I was pretty general about it on social media this morning. There's a lot of people make big deals about interceptions and errant passes in the early parts of training camp. Like, yeah, I don't want to see it in practice in week six that much, but you know, this is the time you work on things now that you get guys back. They're kind of healthy now. You know, you didn't have a lot of guys working in OTAs and things like that. So how important to it is Kevin Stefanski? Does he make a big deal about interceptions and errant passes during training camp, during the early parts of training camp anyway?
Well, I do think that you have to note everything. You have to watch everything, because if you are throwing picks and a lot of errant passes in practice, then you know, sometimes the way you practice is the way that you do ultimately play. So I do think it matters. For anybody to say that training camp reps and all of these things don't matter, I just can't agree with that by any stretch of the imagination, because it does matter. That's how quarterbacks win quarterback competitions, in training camp. So these things do matter, what you're seeing down here. But again, you have to keep it in context. You have to take certain things, you know, with a grain of salt. You have to know what they're trying to work on and what they're trying to do. You have to know what kind of defense is out there. So if you can't see it with your own two eyes, you know, you can't necessarily judge it or evaluate it the way that you can if you're here.
Just overall, the offense, we had been hearing a lot of RPO stuff. Is that what you're seeing? Are you seeing anything dramatically different, say, than you would have a year ago at this time?
Well, you know, you are seeing a lot of three wide. You're seeing shotgun, you're seeing spread, RPO, all those things that we knew that they were going to do. You are seeing those kinds of things. So there will be changes, and you can identify some of those changes now. again, we are not supposed to be filming a lot of those kinds of things that would give too much away. But yes, all those things that we've talked about that Ken Dorsey is known for, they're implementing those things into this offense, and the quarterbacks are doing a nice job with those things. Deshaun looks really comfortable. Now, I did write that the other day that he, you know, that it looked to me like he quit before some of the other quarterbacks, but you know, I've been told that was it, that he was done for the day at that point, and that was nothing, that was much ado about nothing. But once again, sometimes you have to go by what you see with your own two eyes and what you know to be things that you've seen before. And if something looks just a little bit different, I think it's okay to share that or to note that.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the hotline. Mary Kay, how has the wide receiver group looked so far, especially, you know, guys, again, coming back from injury, working within an offense that they're trying to, you know, throw some new wrinkles in with Ken Dorsey?
Well, you know, it looks good so far, but once again, they have not had Jerry Jeudy out there yet. So the top three wides that you will be seeing most of the time, Amari, Jerry Jeudy, and Elijah Moore, we haven't seen that yet. And so, you know, it's going to be imperative to get that group out there together as soon as they possibly can. I think that's important. And I'm sure it will happen one of these days soon, but I think that's been a little bit of an unfortunate part of mini camp and training camp so far, is that we haven't seen Jerry Jeudy. He was their biggest offensive acquisition of the offseason, and you want to see him out there. You want to see what he can do, but he's been nursing a little bit of a knee injury, a minor knee injury, I've been told. But still, you know, it's just been a little unfortunate that you haven't been able to see the offense together yet, or Deshaun really working with Jerry Jeudy yet.
Are you getting a sense at all about a timetable for Nick Chubb and his return?
Not really. You know, whenever I see him do something great, like squat 540 or run sprints in front of Jimmy Haslam, I think it's getting close. And then they pump the brakes on that. So I really don't have a great handle on when he will be back. But he looks good physically, and that bodes well for the near future, because the way that you see him run, the way that you see him cut, it looks like he can do football activity pretty soon. And so I think at some point during this camp, he will be activated and that he will be available for one of those first three games.
Mary Kay,
sorry about that.
How is Andy Dickerson taking the offensive line, and maybe what are some of the changes that you've heard between him and his predecessor, Bill Callahan?
Well, you know, he's different than Bill in just in terms of his coaching style. Bill was a very hard-nosed coach. He rode those guys hard, and I'm sure Andy is to a degree as well, but maybe it's just a little bit less intense for them than it was with Bill. Those guys, I watched Bill Callahan really come down hard on DeJuan Jones a lot last year, but, you know, it had the desired effect. That was a really, really good offensive line. Those guys rose to the top of their professions under Bill Callahan, and I'm sure it will be the same under Andy. The thing on the offensive line to be looking at right now is who's going to be playing left tackle in 5 weeks, because right now it's been James Hudson, and they really want Jed out there, and if they can't get Jed out there, then they really need Jack Conklin out there. So that's one area to watch. They really need their left tackle back out on the field.
One of the bigger stories so far has been Mike Vrabel. The videos have been awesome, seeing him work with guys like Njoku and racing Jameis Winston on the field. And then he got an opportunity to address the media. And then we found out he's not actually going to be involved on game days, which surprised me considering what a valuable mind, what a great benefit that you could get out of somebody like that. Did that surprise you at all, that he's not going to be involved on game days?
Maybe a little bit, but we never really knew exactly what his role was going to be. So, and I wonder if that will evolve as well. Maybe they'll all decide, hey, why not put Mike to use on game day as well? But as of now, that's not how it's supposed to going to go. We talked about, you know, he's so into the analytics piece. Maybe he would be useful in some way that way on game day. But you never know. His role is evolving, and he's so involved in everything else that perhaps that will be something that's added in.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So what does the rest of the schedule look like for the Browns before they come back to Cleveland here? What are they planning on doing as far as running into each other and everything like that?
Well, we just found out a few minutes ago that we have to be over at the Greenbrier. We're not at the Greenbrier. We're in Lewisburg. So we have to be over at the Greenbrier for Kevin by 9 o'clock. So if it sounds like I'm scrambling around and out of breath a little bit, it's because I'm trying to get ready to hurry up and get out the door. But yeah, so we have Kevin at 9 o'clock today. We have practice at 9:30 today. It was supposed to be 10:45 for practice. So it'll be a full practice in pads today. And then just a shorter practice tomorrow at 9 a.m. And then everybody heads back to Cleveland for the first full practice in front of fans on Sunday. So it's starting to heat up. Today's practice should be pretty good, pretty interesting with those full pads on. Eager to see if anybody comes back after the sort of off day yesterday and see how everybody looks with the pads crunching.
Mary Kay, I'm not going to take up any more of your time. We know you got to get moving. Thank you very much for the time you were able to give us. We'll talk to you again next week. Take care.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.